Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Mia, Lyrebird Lake, Book 3, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Is this the right place, Dad? Angus Campbell looked at the sun he still couldn't believe was his and was almost his height and patted Simon's shoulder awkwardly. Yes, mate. How did a bloke learn to be a dad in one weekend? Angus pushed the thought away, raised his hand, and knocked on his own father's door. They both stood on the veranda of a rambling white residence in Lyrebird Lake, a small country town in Queensland. Angus had grown up in this house. I just needed a minute to get my head together, he said to the closed door. And Simon knocked again. A minute passed. The lack of response was unexpected. Angus strode to the window further along the veranda and peered in. The house lay quiet, something he couldn't remember it ever being. When you were brought up in a country doctor's residence, there was always someone coming or going. At the very least, the housekeeper, Louisa, was usually there. That would be the Louisa his father was going to marry. Another idea he had to get used to. He turned the handle of the front door, and sure enough, it swung open. They'd never locked the front door in his time either. He spread his hands in a "this is strange" hand movement to Simon. Come in. He peered down the central hallway again. Doesn't look like anyone is home. His words fell away as the door to the bathroom opened and out of the cloud of billowing steam stepped a very pink and delightfully curved in all the right places, heat-blushed woman with fiery coils of red hair. She stood only barely wrapped in a leaf-green towel, putting him in mind of a red-tipped rose on a dew-laden morning. Angus learned his new son was a gentleman when Simon instantly spun on his heel and faced the other way, unlike his father. Angus really should do that too. Instead, he met the steady green eyes assessing his arrival and unashamedly enjoyed the spectacular view. "Sorry,"